But right now, we do this every Monday morning, win or lose. We give Jerry Jones, the owner and GM, a call. Jerry, you have his number for his mansion. Let's give him a call and wake him up this morning and tell him congratulations after that big win.
John Residence.
Can we speak to Jerry, please?
Who may I say is speaking here?
It's the Musers on the ticket. Who is this?
Maybe Conor McGregor.
Top of the morning.
I'd be staying at the old Jerry Jones house. I'd be staying here, so.
Yeah, it's a nice place, huh?
Oh, I'm having me bowl of Lucky Charms while listening to you two perform Danny Boy on me old iPod Red. And I'm thinking, yeah, this is special.
Yes, it is.
Special to
very
a lot
special.
That goes on.
I'm a big fan of the American football, don't you know?
Yeah, we saw that yesterday. That was great that you were there.
Yeah, I was throwing it like I was shot putting the Blarney Stone, weren't I?
It was a weird motion, for sure, yeah.
Hold on a wee bit and I'll get you the owner man.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, thanks for nothing.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jerry.
Who's this?
It's the Musers on the ticket.
Oh, yeah. How you guys doing? Good, good.
Good,
good. Congratulations.
Well. Did you get a chance to talk to that Conor McGregor?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He's my favorite UPC guy.
UFC.
Love him. He got us all fired up before the game by teaching everybody that George Jefferson strut. Mm-hmm. Boy, did that work. Pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah, you guys played great yesterday.
Hey, look, our offensive game plan actually looked like somebody spent more than 2 minutes putting it together while they were sitting on the toilet. So, special props to Scott Linderhands.
Mm-hmm. That Linderhand, yes, he had a good game.
I told Jason last week I wanted him to go all Kanye with his playbook. Just get crazy with it. Get crazy. I said, Jason, just pretend you're calling plays to win. I think that seemed to help him and Scott a whole bunch.
Interesting philosophy.
New approach. Mm-hmm. And we saw him do a lot of innovative things like Dak running the ball for positive yards, mm-hmm. like throwing a pass down the field to advance the ball. Mm-hmm. All these new ideas that I'm coming up with for the NFL.
Real outside the box.
And Dak had, what, like 1,000 passing yards, 1,000 rushing yards?
Not quite 200, but he did okay.
Thank the Lord he played great, because if he didn't, I was completely prepared to drag Tony out of the booth and throw a helmet on and put him under center.
He may be a little out of practice after a couple of
didn't
years.
Didn't have to do. And the squirrel, Stone Cold Beasley, he had a hell of a game.
Great game.
I'm always amazed that he catches all those balls without having to stand on milk crates or a stack of firewood or something. He's real short.
He is a little guy.
He's real short. And thank God for Blake Bortles and his stubbornness to throw into triple coverage yesterday.
Yeah, he didn't have a good game.
He was one of the real standouts for our team all afternoon. You having fun there, George?
We're having fun. It's always fun to talk to you.
You having a good time? I was so happy yesterday. I celebrated with 5 restroom strippers just like you and I did in New Orleans.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Jerry, we're on the air.
We're on the air, okay. I agree with that, and I disavow it, too.
And hey, happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, can you believe it? I can't believe I'm 59 years old.
No, we
heard 76. Yeah.
Well, I average it out with some of the organs that I've harvested over the years. So, you know, you get a liver from a 32-year-old. You get some corneas from a 12-year-old. You know, you average it all together, and okay. I'm 59.
Well, happy birthday nonetheless.
Thank you so much. Hey, did you think, Jason, think I'll let him be head coach now for another 10 years or so?
Ooh, I don't know about that. No. Maybe another game at least.
You don't think I should just, in my elation, sign him to a 10-year extension?
No.
Where we all have to watch him smack his gum and clap like a performance seal for another decade?
Yeah, no, hold off on that extension.
I suppose I shouldn't let myself get too high after this win, because this is kind of a ups and downs week to week.
Yep.
And next week, the the indigenouses may drill us into the turf.
So. Right, the Redskins, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't call them that now. Okay. We should call them the indigenouses.
Fair enough.
Hey, somebody else from the broadcast yesterday wants to say hello. Hold on.
From the broadcast?
Did George see Coco on TV broadcast?
That was not Coco. That was some spare gorilla in Fort Worth.
Coco need more screen time, George.
No, you don't. And you don't need more airtime either.
Coco hopes that if Coco get more Coco screen time for Coco, that Coco kitten will come back to home to Coco.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Coco kitten still playing dead after getting run over by Honda Element.
Element. Is that what it was?
I'll take the phone away from you now, Coco, and hang up on you, I will.
Oh, okay.
Hello, bye, Connor. All right, there's a trio from the Jones Mansion.